Okay, so the time is 4:25 p.m. It's Thursday, February 29, 2024. So I have like my own problems. Really, I do. However, I had that I need to be more worried about, right? However, I was just watching the news and I had given my opinion out loud while Trump was speaking about the border. So, and he, at the point where he said that they're letting people in from the insane asylum, all of a sudden I got remotely digitally pinched in my right shoulder. So it's a mock, you know, because I have biotech in my body. However, guess where I'm at? I'm in my bedroom, inside my house, minding my business by myself, watching the news. And I, when the comment I made, and I'm posting this, by the way, the comment that I made is that I said is the goal should be to know who's on U.S. soil, not criminalizing who's on U.S. soil. And I said, because criminalizing anyone that comes on U.S. soil is like, in a way, indirectly, it's reinstituting slavery, because once you become criminalized, you become a prisoner, it's a way to get free labor. So I said it, the goal should be, I think the Republicans and the Democrats would probably agree that the issue is you want to know who's on U.S. soil. And yes, you want people to come through the right way. But when you see women with small children and babies walking for miles and miles and miles because they're in desperate situations, sometimes things happen, you know, like, so one of the suggestions that I had just had is you could tell illegal immigrants, it's like give them an amnesty program where they can go into their local DMV and get like some type of state immigrant ID that avoids them being locked up and detained by police officers, or even having confrontations with police officers. Because I was like, even if, and if they, you know, that way you can get their paperwork, you can get their fingerprints, you can get their face mugshot, and then they can get a state ID. And they can get a court date for whatever they're trying to do, whether it's they're trying to get a green card, become legalized, you know, whatever it is they're trying to do. But that way, they're not criminalized for, you know, and you've also been able to collect data on who's actually on your soil. It kind of, it create, and then it gets rid of the desperation that might occur that might cause people to, that might create an unsafe environment, if you know. So I feel like the issue is you want to collect data on who's in America. You're not going to be able to do that because they're still going to find a way to come over. Regardless of what you do, they're going to find a way to come over. But if you allow the processing to begin and open the doors for processing, where maybe you won't have so many people just at the border, you know, getting sick and starving, you know. So I was just saying that because that I felt like that would be like a really good solution. And then like if you don't have your ID, then police should not be criminalizing you, but they can take you in to process you and then release you, you know, but not detaining you as a prisoner and making you a criminal. So none of it is none of my business. Like I said, I have my own problems. I don't have any heat in my house. I have cold water. I have biotech in my body. I'm a U.S. citizen, but I have an opinion. And whoever pinched my shoulder, fuck you. And I had tweeted out like a couple several months ago that why y'all keep acting like we don't have 50 states? Like we got planes, trains, and automobiles. I said that you need to create a system that allows immigrants to maybe like some type of like lottery system where they can choose three states that they may want to go to. And then you find out from those states and cities who has low population that may want to increase their citizenship and population. We have 50 states in our country why are you sending everyone to New York City? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all act like we don't have 50 states, and in each state there's several cities, and there's certain places where there's low population where they actually might be and want some more civilization, I mean, or like people coming in. But if you don't set up a system that tries to find that need, then you're going to have a problem. So I feel like, and the U.S. is number one, has always been number one because of immigration. That's why we're number one. Closing our borders, closing our doors to immigration is like not smart. But vetting and making sure that American citizens are safe is smart. But criminalizing immigrants is not smart. It's not good. I don't know why we're trying to do it. I don't know why we want to close our borders when the whole reason why the United States is number one in the world is because we're the United States, like, of immigration. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. So, anywho, this is my opinion because I'm an American citizen and we're all entitled to our opinions and free speech. And I wasn't even going to put it out there, but since you pinched me, I am.
Okay, so I had another thought after I already posted this, by the way. So I had one additional thought because I remember, I don't know where I heard it at, probably in one of the commentators, one of the debates. You know, they have constant debates over immigration. But one of the things that was said is that, you know, people don't show up for their court dates. So I was like, well, you can create some type of incentive for them to show up at their court dates, meaning the people that come over the legal way or like through the borders, you could charge some type of immigration tax for the people who come over illegally. But in a way, it's still incentive for them because right now you have illegal immigrants that are scared, that are hiding, that are working, and they're being taken advantage of. And I feel like getting the state card gets rid of the human traffickers. It gets rid of people taking advantage of them when they're laboring because they can work legally. And like, let's say it's a mom with like three kids or something. If you show up at your court date and they see that you have a need, they can issue a waiver so that you are no longer have that immigration tax in your paycheck. But I feel like they would be okay with that because a lot of times human traffickers and, people who want to take advantage of people in the labor market because they know that they're not legal. They know that they can threaten to, you know, if you don't do what they say, they can call the police and, you know, they'll take you away because you're not here legally. It gets rid of all of that. It's like you pay a small immigration tax. Why are you paying it? Because you didn't come over legally. But here's your immigration here's your immigration card. You can now legally work. If you are like low income, then when you show up at your court date, we can issue an immigration waiver so you're no longer taxed. But that like keeps that like I feel like that might protect women from being human trafficked and taken advantage of at their workplace, especially if they're illegal immigrants. And then I feel like it also helps with the processing, like, because I was like, they said that they don't have enough people at the border to process all the people. And so they're waiting and then they're finding ways to sneak over. But I'm like, well, there's DMVs everywhere. Like DMVs, that's what they are. They're processing centers. So I was like, why don't you just utilize the centers that you already have? They already take photo IDs. They already take your whatever your documents are. They do all of that already. The only additional thing that you would be adding is the fingerprints, you know, because they're immigrants and they don't have any legal papers. So that's what you would need. That's the only additional thing that you would be adding. But I feel like in a way it kind of protects women from, like I said, human traffickers and also in the labor market when they're illegal. It probably protects men too. Yeah. That's it.